Dawala Kenya, Dawala.
Dawala Kenya, Dawala. Hai, hoi, Dawala Kenya, Dawala.
Dawala Kenya, Dawala.
Dawala Kenya, Dawala. Hai, hoi, Dawala Kenya, Dawala.
Unaongoza vyema.
Unaongoza vyema. Hai, hoi, unaongoza vyema.
Unaongoza.
Welcome to the G spot, the good spot, the grand spot where all the G's meet. So yeah, it's been a really, really long time since we last talked. Since you last heard from me, since I last heard from you. It's been a month, about a month. It's not a month yet. But I've been on a break, a very important break for me on a spiritual level, psychological level, on a physical level. I needed to take a break, you know. Had some issues I had to deal with through the month of August. The things in my life I had to sort out. So that was one of the reasons. That is one of the many reasons I wasn't present through the last month or so. So we are back again. We have a lot lined up for you this coming month. This coming month we have season 5 coming, and I've structured it in such a way that we have a wide variety of things we're going to talk about, and I'm really looking forward to having a very interactive session. I hope everyone is okay. I don't know how you guys are doing. Personally, I'm doing great. I've fixed a lot of things in my life, you know. Break is necessary at times, you know, for me and for you to fix up some things. So basically, that's it. Today is just the pilot episode. I didn't have anything important to talk about except a few highlights over the last 1 month. I mean, first of all, Kenyans we've really done well during this election period. We've conducted ourselves in an impeccable manner. Impeccable, that's a very nice word I like to use. So the conduct of Kenyans has been great. We've voted, there has been minimal violence. We've showed a lot of peace, a lot of unity, a lot of maturity as a country. This is a conversation where we took a lot of time to emphasize on season 3, I think. And I was really, really proud of us as a country for depicting the maturity that we did. The only thing that I thought we failed to do as a nation, especially the young guys out there, the young generations, the fact that our voter turnout was really bad this year. Especially for the guys below, let's say, the age of age of 25 and below, our turnout was really bad. I think it's one of those things that we as a democratic nation should improve on in the years to come. I mean, what's the essence of having some areas getting less than 50% voter turnout out of those guys who registered? So I think that's one of those places that, you know, as a country, we need to improve on, and as young people, especially Jew, I think you guys are the major listeners to this podcast. That is one thing we need to improve on a lot. We need to take time and improve on our voter turnout. We have to practice our democratic right as time goes by, you know. And another thing is the fact that we've accepted the person who majority of the Kenyans chose, and he's going to be, you know, inaugurated into office, going to be sworn into office, I think, next week or so. And I hope he has the best interests in his heart for Kenyans at large, through all and through all regions in the country. You know, I just hope that the next 5 years, the next probably 10 years, you never know, but let's say the next 5 years, no region is going to be marginalized. I hope that economic distribution is going to be equitable to all regions. Yeah, we hope that life is going to, I mean, the standards of living are going to, you know, get reduced a bit, just a little bit, make life easier for us. We've chosen someone whom Kenyans have placed their hopes, their dreams, their vision in, and it is their hope that the next 5 years is going to be an amazing time. Nonetheless, we've had so much, you know, happening around the country, around the world, but all in all, we have to be grateful that God has kept us through. And I hope everyone is just okay. You're doing well in whatever field you are in. It is my prayer and my hope that you as a G are doing great where you are. So the pilot episode is basically me just telling you guys I'm back. I'm back, basically. I'm back, and I'm going to be giving you some good stuff the weeks ahead of us. I hope it's going to be educative, it's going to be eye-opening, it's going to be something that touches you in a positive way. The whole essence of this podcast is to make sure that you as the listener, 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 20, 60, 70, 100 of you who listen, who tune into this episode, into our podcast, you get to learn something. You basically get to learn something. You get to improve your life in one way or another. So I think that's it for today. I didn't have much to say. Just hope that you guys are going to be with me on this journey. Season 5 is going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing because we're going to tackle issues that are quite interesting, especially for the guys. This season 5, I feel like it's more about the guys. I'm not trying to be gender biased, but I'm going to lean on the guys a lot this coming season. But I always have something for everyone, basically. That's why it's called the G-Spot. We have whereby I'll never miss out on mentioning something about God. That something can touch you, whether you're a man or a woman. I'll mention something about, you know, things that I like. Graham Spot. So, basically, it's going to be an amazing season. And be with us from the very beginning till the end. It's going to be eye-opening, trust me. So, that's it for today. I hope that you are doing great wherever you are. I insist on this because, I don't know, I feel like the world is just changing so rapidly. People are going through a lot of challenges. Just hope that you are well where you are. And I am praying that this morning, God is going to walk with you. You're going to walk with us through season 5. So be blessed. As you begin this day, may the Lord go ahead and Godspeed.
Bongo venas, zungu ka zungu zuka neni. Kuja nami, tuungane twache kuzozana.
Tiende veri.
Watu wa upendo, hauna dui, hauna kifanika.
Takapata na savate. Kupatana kutitibu dirire
Twaitaji upendo ili tusonge mbeleo
Kutambura kwedu, zichida hati narudo
Ukosefu wa u-